Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Tristan Rees is a transgender man, meaning that he transitioned from a woman to a man. This happened more than a decade ago. He lives now in Portland, Oregon with his partner Biff. Now they're going to have a happy event. Their new baby is only a few weeks away. Tristan is a man with a beard and a baby bump. Tristan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, yourself and your partner, Biff, you already effectively are parents. You have Biff's niece and nephew, as I understand it.
That's right. They've lived with us for 5 years. They were in a situation that was not good or healthy for them. And social services called us and said if we could take them or they would go into foster care and be adopted by strangers and possibly separated. And we couldn't stand by and let that happen. So we took them in and we adopted them just a couple of years ago. So we are already parents and have been for about 5 years.
Because you already have two little ones to care for, had it been still your ambition to have another child?
Not until they got a little older. Things were very chaotic for those first few years. They were only 1 and 3 when they came to live with us. And they had been through such a hard time that they had a lot of special needs that we really spent all of our time attending to. But as they got older and really started to mature into not such little kids, we started to think about what it would look like to open up our home to another child and to grow our family and to grow the circle of love. And the idea of having a biological child, so we wouldn't have to go through the same process of adoption, which is so, so stressful. It's heartbreaking at times and very difficult financially and emotionally. So we started to think about some other options, and the idea of having our own child sort of became the thing that we chose.
Yeah, you started transitioning when you were 20. That was a few years ago, as I understand it. The fact that you've been taking testosterone tablets all these years, did that present any difficulties in terms of you conceiving?
Yeah, so we actually read all we could on the medical literature on this subject, and we went to see some doctors who are experts in transgender health and in reproductive health, and they said it's not actually that different from hormonal birth control. You stop taking it, your body returns to the state it was before you started taking it. It takes several months, but once it's returned to that state where it was before you started taking the hormones, it's actually not that different from anybody else who's trying to conceive a pregnancy. You have the same likelihood of success as someone who hasn't been taking testosterone.
Right. Okay. So you kind of achieved a degree of success quite quickly, though sadly you miscarried last year.
That's right. It happened very quickly. And then, you know, 1 in 4 pregnancies ends in miscarriage. And we happened to be one of those 4. And we waited a lot of months after that, just to heal and to make sure that this was the right decision for us. And we thought, you know, we'll try again another couple of times. If it doesn't happen, that's okay. We have these 2 awesome kids. We can foster again. We can adopt again. We were okay if it didn't end up happening. And then it did. And I'm 35 weeks along this week.
All right. So only 5 weeks or so to go.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, the end is in sight.
Yeah, and everything pretty good so far.
Yeah, it's. I just had an ultrasound last week, and she said that, you know, he looks like any happy, healthy baby should. So it's been a very boring pregnancy, other than I'm a man who's pregnant.
Yes.
Everything else has been totally normal.
And given that you are a man who's pregnant, I assume, though, if you're going to see your gynae, etc., they know all about your case, so that's fine. But, like, if you walk into Starbucks or whatever, might you get a raised eyebrow?
You know, men's bodies just are not looked at and scrutinized the way that women's bodies are. Men mostly move throughout the world without people looking at them and judging them. And plus, no one would assume I'm pregnant. So I think most people just think, oh, well, that guy's got an oddly shaped beer belly or something like that. But mostly people just don't notice or pay attention to what men are doing. And if they do, I think, you know, we're pretty live and let live here in Portland, Oregon. So I think people may raise an eyebrow, but, you know, they kind of shrug their shoulders and chalk it up to just another you know, just another way that people show up in the world.
Mm. That's an interesting observation, though, that people don't look at men's bodies so much. And women
probably
feel far more of that scrutiny.
Yeah, it's surprising to women to hear that. But, you know, men are not told mostly by strangers that they should be doing or wearing something different with their bodies.
Mm.
And I have found that to be true throughout pregnancy as well.
I assume as well, Tristan, you're not the first person this has happened to. You're not the first man to get pregnant.
Not at all. In fact, there are dozens of people I'm connected to over the past 20 years have carried children post-transition. So in the same spot that I'm in. But I think they've known that there's a lot of discrimination, bias, bigotry against people in our situation. And they've largely done it under the radar. And we made a different choice because we thought maybe the world was ready for this kind of a story. And we wanted other transgender people to know that if you want to build a family, there are lots of ways to do it. It doesn't make you less of a man. Certainly my dad would love to have been able to carry a child if he had been able. You know, we want people to know that this is it's possible, and it's possible to do it in a healthy, medically safe way. And to be a great parent after that.
Do you know what the gender is going to be?
Yes, we we are having a boy.
Right, and have you started the fight over names yet?
I think we just picked one a couple weeks ago. It was a little bit tough. You know, names are always hard.
Mm.
We have settled on a name, but we're keeping it to ourselves for now so that we don't have to hear people tell us what a dumb name it is or whatever.
Right, fair enough. There's Tristan, fair enough. Well, congratulations to you and to Biff. Hope all goes well for the next 5 weeks or so. Tristan Rees, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.